Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, welcome to the show. John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. My buddy David's on the phone with us right now. David, you've been with the Hooters. You created the Hooters in 1981.
Yeah, correct. 1980 was our first gig. So it's been, we're like 37 years.
Wow.
You know, our goal is to, I mean, look, I guess all of us enjoy, we still love playing music together. I mean, we did one leg on this tour. We did 15 shows in 17 days in Europe, and which is a grind. I mean, it might be a little bit too much because, you know, we could feel it. Like, the second week was the best feeling week. The third week is like, okay, who booked this tour? You know, we've been doing it a long, long time, and but there are a lot of bands out there right now that are like us. You know, I think the internet has changed, has introduced people to bands that they didn't know years ago, and there's younger mm-hmm. people that come out to our shows, and so it's been a real blessing for us, man. It's been really good, and certainly for me as a guy in recovery that has been able to, you know, some of the early years when I was touring, I got sober initially. I got sober in 1986, and the first 6 years of playing, I wasn't taking care of myself real well. As a matter of fact, the first year I was touring, I was out there. I was living that sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing. And then I got sober, and I got a chance to enjoy it a little bit. But when we first got signed and all that kind of stuff, I was a train wreck, you know. And so nowadays, you know, like I kind of look at it like, you know, I could see, and I don't like to say the end, but I can think about a day where I'm not getting on a tour bus.
Do you find that, and this is kind of like, you know, there's a lot of bands like yourself, man, have been around for a long, long time. And there's not a whole lot that have original band members.
No, yeah, we're one of the lucky few. You know, maybe it's because we're just so persistent. You know, we're like a band is like a family. So, you know, there are moments where sometimes we've butt heads, but we've managed to kind of overcome all those kinds of, you know, and again, John, I mean, I think that a lot of that is, I'm the only one in a 12-step program that I know of in the band. And, but I think that was like a big turning point even for us as a band, because, you know, we talk a lot in groups and like in 12-step programs, you're encouraged to share. Well, that started becoming more like, I mean, we put our hands together before we get on stage, and we say something motivational, something like positive, something spiritual before we get on stage. That all started from when we were doing, when I came out of treatment. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that was it, you know. So I think some of that has to do, you know, with that. Because those guys love me enough to keep me in the band. I mean, I had an ultimatum back in the day. You know, it's like, you either get yourself together or we're going to find somebody else. And I enjoy playing so much. So I was like, okay, it's time to do something about my problem. And I didn't know if I could, because I was so screwed up. At the time, I was a heroin addict and I was not doing well. And, you know, who does well on heroin? I wasn't doing well. And I didn't know if I would ever get, you know, clean and sober. And, you know, the program helped me so much, you know. And I think it helped the band a lot, too.
Well, definitely. I mean, when you put it the way you just put it, I mean, it tends to, the program, when you're actually working a program, it tends to, you know, rebuild families.
That's a good way to put it, too, if you're working a program. Yeah. Because there's times, you know, like, I had, as you know, my story, I relapsed. And a lot of it was, you know, when I got sober, honest to God, pills were never a part of my, I didn't even think about pills back then. But then as I got older, I had some medical issues, and I was prescribed opiates, and I found those guys, and I liked them. And I had to recover from that after my, you know, it was after having 20 years of sobriety, I had to go through that. So, you know, fortunately, I and it's weird. Like, I thought like an addict too, man. It took a while before I remembered, you know, oh, go back to the program. So I went back to the program and, you know, and I went to a meeting yesterday. You know, I still try to get to meetings as much as I can.
David, you know, it's unique with us, you know, because, you know, I went through basically the same thing you went through.
Yeah, we talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny, you know, how we get that drug addict.
We have no guarantees, man. No guarantees. We get that.
We have the drug addict dyslexia. You know, it's like when I started taking the pain meds, I did it, like you said, one every 6 hours. And then, you know, within 5 days, it was six every 1 hour.
Yeah, I was popping them like they were Pez. Remember Pez?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
I don't think
anybody, as you said, I don't think anybody has a lock on anything, man. We're all here.
No, and I think it's a scary thing when you think you do. I mean, there's a level of humility that was bestowed on me through going out. You know, it's like, oh man, you know, you got to be careful, and I've been lucky in a sense, though, you know, like, I don't know what's happened to me. Like, you know, I see these horror stories of the heroin use and the fentanyl and what's going on out there. Not to minimize any of the other stuff, alcohol and all that, but that world that we're in right now is so scary and dangerous that it frightens the hell out of me. And I hope... you know, we can get our act together with our government and start doing some things to help this problem that's going on out there, because it's really bad. It's really bad. There's like some ridiculous number of deaths every day. Every day.
140.
Yeah, right? Like 140 deaths a day. I mean, could you imagine if that, you know, really was going on with something? Like, it's amazing. But excuse me, I think that's right now it's starting to... you know, people are starting, when they see these kinds of numbers and they see what's happening and see where it's happening in a lot of, like, wealthy areas. Back in the day, it used to be in the ghetto, and it's not that anymore, man. You know, it's on the main line, and it's a scary thing. So I just, I think about it every day, to be honest with you, you know. And there's not a day that goes by when I go into a meeting, there's a new person coming in that's like just trying to recover, and it's bad news, you know. And I'm glad that we could do something fun like we're doing in September on the 9th. I mean, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this is the whole premise, you know, with this whole thing has been that all along, you know what I mean, is to show people that there is another way, and especially family members. I mean, think about it, David. You know, when we're out there and we're tooling around and we're in our cups, man, nothing's going to stop us, you know what I mean? Unless, you know, something drastic happens, you know. The family members that have to suffer along with us, and now they're burying their kids at 140 a day nationwide.
Hey.
I mean, that's horrible thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so now
it really is.
We have this opportunity. Yeah. We have an opportunity to go out and show people, hey, listen, this is the face of recovery. If guys like David and John and you know, all the rest of the folks that are a part of Rockers in Recovery and other people that are supporting the events, if they can be a part of the recovery process on a daily basis, anybody can.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to put down the swords. You know, that's the way it always was with me. It's just like, okay, you know, you got to find another way. My way wasn't working, and you know, the recovery, the 12, you know, that was really until I kind of fully surrendered to the 12 steps was when I finally got a little bit of a peace of mind and could live in my own skin. It took a long time to do it, but. And I wasn't one of these guys that when it came into the program that it took right away. I was one of those very stubborn, very not willing to listen. But again, if you're an addict and you're strung out, eventually you get beaten into submission, and that's what happened. You know, I wasn't dying, but I was living, but it wasn't much of living that I was doing. So
this is great stuff. What are you doing now? I mean, as far as music wise, or I know you got the
essential. I'm going to Europe next week. I'm going back to Switzerland on the 23rd. I think I fly over there on the 23rd. I play a few shows in Switzerland, two different cities, and then I come back, and then I'm going down to Florida to play at the Epcot Center for on the night 2nd and 3rd, which has been nice. Man, I only get down to Florida when I come and did something with the Rockers in Recovery, so it was really nice to play down, come down there with the Hooters. And then I come back, and I'm going to get married. Believe it or not,
oh, wow.
I'm going to get married.
Wow.
And, yeah. Well, actually, no. Then I go back to Germany. Then I come back and I get married. So, but I'm busy with the Hooters all the way up to November, playing dates. And I have a band called In the Pocket that is a lot of fun. It's some of the best cats. I should say the best cats in Philadelphia recording songs that I arbitrarily pick a song that I kind of shaped my life as a musician or inspired me somehow, and I record it, and we do a video with it, and then we do a show. In this case, we're playing a show on October 14th at the Ardmore Music Hall, and and that's a fun project. So in between that and the Hooters, and I play in a band with Johnny Neal called BC 500, who is a Nashville guy, and with Quentin Jones and Kenny Aronson, and you know, I'm a busy guy. You know, it keeps me out of trouble.
Well,
but as we both know, that if you don't take care of yourself, you can get in trouble.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
SongsInThePocket.org is where you want to check out the
Songs
of Philadelphia.
Yep, David Osikinen's In the Pocket. I couldn't even say my name. SongsInThePocket.org. And the most exciting thing is September 9th when we're going to play at Kirby Park, correct? Am I correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Kirby Park, 160 Market Street, Wilkesboro. And that's going to be a great festival for a very, very good organization, a good cause. And, you know, it'll show you exactly where, you know, people watch people that are were suffering that are really not anymore having a good time, you know. I'm going to be playing with the band, and I think I'm going to tell my story a little bit. Am I correct there?
That is, you are correct. You will be the keynote speaker, my brother.
Oh, my God. I'm pumped about that. That's awesome. I didn't know I got the keynote there. That's cool.
Yeah, man. And here's the cool here's the cool thing.
You may have to come up and help me, John, because I may forget some things.
Well, but I'll hold the microphone.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Good. I'm excited to do it, man. Thank you for asking me. I didn't know the keynote was next to that. I thought I was just sharing with some other guys. I'm into it. That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good thing. You know, what you know, over the years, we've kind of like fine-tuned it, and we've gotten it to a point where there's a lot of things that there's so many working mechanisms in this thing, man. And, you know, after 27 of these, I've kind of gotten an education. So I can tell you
learned. It's like playing gigs, man. It's like playing gigs. You know, you start getting a handle for it, you know. And I'm excited that you asked me. I'm honored. And if I can help another person, one person, that'd be a great thing. So, you know, if anybody's listening and they want to come say hello when I'm there and just, you know, yak it up, please come say hello. And if you're having some trouble, if I can help, please reach out.
David, you're a great guy, great human being.
Thanks.
We want to thank you again.
Thanks, John.
For being a part of it.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man.
It's always fun to chat with you, the Rockers in Recovery, man. It's cool.
Well, we love you big time, man. You've been around a long time now. You're part of the big family. And we love
I sure
you
am. You got a really nice family, man. So, hey, listen, I'll see you on the 9th.
You bet, man. And in the meantime, you can check out David at songsinthepocket.org and check out what he's doing. He's got some great stuff he's doing. So, David, thanks for being on the show tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you September 9th up there.
Excellent, John. Thank you so much, buddy.
All right, brother. Talk soon.
See you.
All right, guys. There you go. Rockers in Recovery. At rockersinrecovery.com, you can check out the Wilkes-Barre event coming up September the 9th, right there at Kirby Park, 160 Market Street, I think it is. Yes, it is. 160 Market Street, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 18704 is the zip. That's 18704. If you need any more information or about Rockers in Recovery, you can go to rockersinrecovery.com and click on the contact form. Send us a message, and we'll reply. In the meantime, Check us out at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. And also, you can check us out at Rockers in Recovery on LinkedIn and also, of course, Twitter. Look forward to talking to everybody soon. We'll have another show coming on tomorrow night.
Israelites, all you
Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Steps to Recovery. Get to know Ryan by calling 888-755-7227. Again, that's 888-755-7227. Our second sponsor of the night is Just Believe Recovery. You can contact Cynthia at 1-800-723-7376. Again, that's 1-800-723-7376. Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.